Mom's Life.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to our Christmas edition again of It's a Mom's Life. It's Christmas and we love Christmas. I love Christmas. I'm happy in Christmas. It's holidays. It's about Jesus. I get to spend time with my family and do fun things at church. And like, yeah, it's awesome. So yes, I'm very excited about Christmas.
Tundle? Yes, we are. This week we will be talking about what is Christmas all about.
Mm-hmm.
And the info is coming from life.harborfellowship.com. Christmas is a time of self-disclosure. You may be wondering who this self-disclosure refers to. We cannot comprehend God to the extent that we should, right? Even with all that He has revealed to this point. Christmas is all about God chose to reveal the nature of His heart and mind towards us, His creation. And that He loved us enough to sacrifice His Son Jesus, that Jesus chose to become flesh and dwell on the earth.
Yeah, amen. So Christmas shows divine involvement, right? Divine involvement.
Very good.
God wants to be involved. God made Jesus so that He could be involved with us, right? God's divine involvement in the lives of His people is another reminder of the true meaning of Christmas. Jesus wasn't just sent to drop down on earth and start doing miracles. He wasn't another prophet, right?
Very good.
The Father let Jesus come to earth from the beginning stage of life, from infancy, when He was a baby. He was conceived. He didn't just rock up here as a human being like you and I, like right now. He was conceived. He let Him live all the way to adulthood. So He didn't skip an age. He lived all the way through and He was taught as an adult, right? Was taught as a human so that men would identify with Him and so that He could experience all that His people were going through. Jesus was made just like you. And I think Jesus, God knows. He knows what the people would have gone through because He's God, right? But instead He sent His Son so that we would know that Jesus knows. Like He knew we needed that consideration that we know. Oh, okay. So Jesus came. Okay. So Jesus does know what we're going through. Yeah, it's so pathetic as a human, but that's what God did. He provided.
No, very good. Very, that is so powerful. Christmas celebrates Jesus for leaving His home, like Denise just said, in heaven. Can you imagine that? Do you often think about what Jesus had to live behind to come to earth and eventually die for your sins and my sins?
Yeah.
Jesus had everything, yet He sacrificed it all to come to earth and provide a way for people to renew their relationship with God.
Amen.
That alone is a cause for celebration.
Yeah. Christmas is a reminder of God's fulfillment of His prophecy, right? He promised that there would be a Savior, and He brought a Savior. Christmas celebrates God's love for us. God's love is integral to the true meaning of Christmas.
Very good.
He gave up His life, this little boy, because He did not love the world as He did. He would not have sent His Son to die on the cross. So if God didn't love the world that He did, He wouldn't send His Son to die on the cross. Christmas is a reminder to the world that God loves everyone and that through His Son Jesus made the forgiveness of sins possible. That is one of the greatest gifts a human being can have, is the forgiveness of sin and getting to heaven. Amen.
Absolutely. Christmas celebrates the gift of salvation. As people unpack their Christmas gifts, it's not about that. Mm-hmm. They often forget the importance of the gift of salvation. Jesus was born on the earth so that He could then die for the sins of the world, creating a bridge between God and men. God graciously and mercifully gives His gift to all, not to some, to all, because He knows that nobody deserves it. What a gift.
Yeah, amen.
What a gift.
So we're going to end off today with John 3:16. And we all know what John 3:16 is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Christmas is about Jesus. Christmas is about celebrating our King who has given us eternal life. But the only way we receive that eternal life is if we believe. So if you don't believe, or if you haven't believed, or you feel you want to now accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior into your life, make sure that you get to a friend and go, a Christian friend, a friend that's in church, a friend that knows all of this, a pastor, right? a family member who is a Christian and follows Jesus, and get to them and go, I want you to pray with me because I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Because without Jesus, we don't have the hope of heaven.
That's true.
We have the exact opposite. And Christmas reminds us that that baby boy was born. Yeah. And that baby boy was not just a baby boy. He grew up. He did what we do today.
Yeah.
He learned. He went through trials and tribulations. And then he stood the test of time and went, I will die for my people. I will die for their sins so that they'll experience a relationship with me in heaven. So we hope that this has encouraged you during this Christmas time. You know, get together with your friends, get together with your family, and make sure that it's all about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's it from myself and Tando.
Amen.
On It's a Mom's Life. Merry Christmas for
Christmas
coming up on, what is it? 3 days. 3 days. Yes, it's going to be awesome. Where we live, laugh, and love here on Active FM. That's It's a Mom's Life. We will check you next week.
Next week. Goodbye.
This is Shiki from the turntable, and it's my turn to wish you a Merry Christmas. Hip hop hooray.
It's Active FM.
FM. Radio has never been better.